Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Corey and Shad here getting an update from Heliostar Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol HSTR and on the OTCQX under the symbol HSTXF. We are chatting with the President and CEO, Charles Funk. Now we're going to recap a shareholder letter that was sent out March 14th. The headline of this letter is simply, "Moving ahead with Heliostar's transformation to a gold developer." The stock is still currently halted, but that looks like it should be ending. It should be free trading again on the Venture Exchange in the near term as the acquisition of the Anapala project from Argonaut Gold, as well as a concurrent financing, all look like they are closing. Today we got more news on the actual closing of the financing that was initially announced for $12.5 million, upsized to $15 million US. Charles, let's start there. In terms of the upsizing of this financing, take us through some of the new shareholders, well-known shareholders that you brought in, please.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Corey. We're ticking off milestones in this major transformation. To raise $20.4 million Canadian, I think is a pretty significant achievement in the market that we'd seen, up until the last week in particular. That's to buy Anapala off Argonaut, an advanced PFS level 1.4 million ounce deposit that has a really high grade core and lots of upside. And that resonated with shareholders. You know, as one of the very few juniors doing real M&A, we were able to bring in a number of long-only gold funds. You know, some names that I think will be well-known to your listeners are Franklin Templeton, Eric Sprott, Adrian Day's Euro Pacific Fund came in to become key shareholders of Heliostar. And we're really at the start line now, expecting to return to trade next week with a great asset to develop in Anapala and some nice bench strength with San Antonio and Unger, an exciting portfolio given the current market and tailwind that gold's starting to see.
Well, Charles, I just got to ask you, why did you make this move as a company? Because it is unique to see a junior company make an acquisition of a development project and you actually raise more money than your current market cap at, a substantial premium to that. So it just seems like a big move for a junior to make. But I know that you have the team and the experience to kind of back this up. But just explain to people why Heliostar made this transformative acquisition.
Yeah, I think the big thing is if you don't take big swings, you're not going to hit home runs. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. We saw a market that was illiquid and depressed for gold explorers. And we have a really good development, a good advanced exploration project in Unger. But we like to move in all points of the cycle to better our company. And so we said, you know, if the market's not rewarding and not valuing gold projects, let's go and pick them up cheaply. And so we went and targeted Anapala, which has a spectacular high-grade core to it that we think will support a bulk underground mine. It's got drill holes, between 20 and 100 meters at between 5 and 25 grams gold, a seriously consistent high-grade core. And so we like the project. We like that it's permitted for an open-pit mine. We like that it's had $75 million spent on it. We like that we're only paying $30 million for it, of which 10's up front and the rest is milestones. We were a bit nervous. We're doing this deal at 1600, 1650 gold. So it wasn't as clear that the market was going to reward us for a deal like this. But coming back to trade with gold nearly $300 higher, I think proves why you should take risks like that in tough markets. Because I think Heliostar is going to be a lot stronger in 2023 for doing this acquisition from Argonaut.
So Charles, let's talk about what the work is going to be then. Now that you've raised even more money than initially put out, yes, some of that money will need to go to the first step of that acquisition. What work comes first? What should we be watching for when you're off and running here?
Yeah, in fact, broadening that out, Corey, to news releases, you'll see a whole series of sort of more regulatory news releases. We just saw the financing close. You'll see the transaction close. You'll see the PFS that we've submitted the draft to the exchange last week filed. And then we can put out our plan going forward, which is what we think can re-rate the project. It's already got a very healthy NPV and IRR, but we see this as a more capital efficient, simpler, more profitable underground mine. And so we plan to rescope Annapola as a high-grade underground. And so that's going to start with a drill program. We think we can grow the ounces in the high-grade panel. We even think the door's open to increase the overall grade of that high-grade panel. So we should start with drill results in the next couple of months. In parallel with that, we'll do the first underground mine plan for the mine. We will do the metallurgical work. And each of these, for example, our financial model assumes consistent grade over the life of the mine, which is what you have to do until you've done the mine sequencing, knowing which bits of ore you're going to mine first. We know that there's some very high grade plus 10 gram block in the resource that we could mine in the early days. And that would have a huge impact by bringing those ounces forward, which makes a lot more money for Heliostar. So we've got quite a few exciting steps: drill results, met work, mine sequencing, and then at the back end of the year, a resource update. And that's going to feed into a feasibility study. We can actually be at construction decision in 18 months. And that's how quickly this project can move.
Wow, 18 months. That is a pretty quick timeline to go from doing some of the de-risking to the updated resource to the economic study. So, and then even a development decision. So that's moving pretty quick. I guess just also a quick mention, Charles, that you also have the option for the San Antonio project. So while the focus is Annapola, and that's going to be the flagship, maybe just a quick mention about San Antonio also as an option in this deal with Argonaut.
Yeah, it's that bench strength that I talked about. We've got Annapola, which will move to be our focus right now, rescoping and building Annapola. It has room to grow, both grow the resource. It's a 52,000 hectare land package in a major gold belt. There's a lot of upside to grow Annapola. San Antonio, that you asked the question, is 1.7 million ounces at 0.8 that is sitting there without a permit at this stage. Our option deal gives us 3 years to try and get that permit. And if we do, it's a project worth a lot of money. It was bought over, 12 years ago now for over 100 million US. So very valuable project if it can get its permit, and really represents a free long-dated option for Heliostar shareholders. And then lastly, we still have Unga, which is a very high-grade project in Alaska that just needs exploration capital. So I really like the portfolio that we have. Because you're not just buying one asset or one chance to make money. We've got a whole set of levers in front of us that we can unlock over the next few months and years.
So Charles, with what sounds like a lot of work on tap for Annapola here, how much do you think it's going to cost? How much money does the company need even after this financing, where you did bring in some new strategic shareholders? How much is it going to cost over that 18 months to even get to that construction decision?
So directly on Annapola, we need $3 million for the rescope over the next 6 months, and then $7 million for a feasibility study. So for a minimum of $10 million, we can be at a construction decision plus our G&A costs on top of that. So, you know, very few companies can get to this point for as little expenditure as we have. And that's because of how much has been spent on the project before. You know, there is already a 412-meter decline going into this ore body. There's infrastructure at site, there's power, there's a lot of facilities. So we can piggyback on a lot of sunk capital. And I think that really differentiates us, that and having the permit differentiates Annapola from a lot of peers. And for those who focus more on the financial numbers, we've financed this deal at a 0.1 NAV. And all our peers are in the 0.3 to 0.5 range. So, you know, very, very significant room to move up on the valuation that we'll come to trading at next week.
Yeah, Charles, there's definitely some room for some re-rating when people look at this project and how much has already been spent on de-risking and developing it. Just out of curiosity, this is more of a subjective question, but you were just at the Prospectors and Development Association conference, the PDAC. What kind of reception did you get from investors or from institutions when you were talking to them about this acquisition of Annapola?
Yeah, I think people couldn't believe that a company with our valuation has able to get a portfolio and asset like this. I was sort of so focused on trying to get the deal done and to be honest, raising the money. It hasn't been easy at the end of last year and early this year to get that across the line, especially as you touched on it. It's more than our market cap. And so obviously you've got to have a pretty attractive proposal to get those kind of players into a deal like this. And so I didn't realize the lack of junior M&A that's really happened in the last few years in terms of sort of standalone acquisitions, not bolting on your neighbour. This is one of the few and has the potential to re-rate. I think the combination of a junior going after a move like this, combined with the potential, if it just trades at the same as what our peer group trades, to make people money, had quite a bit of buzz at PDAP.
All right, Charles, let's wrap it up here. I look forward to when this stock gets trading again on the Venture Exchange. It's going to be very interesting to see the follow through now on the back of the deal closing and the financing being completed. And quite frankly, the stock was halted for a number of months dating back to last year. So we do appreciate this update, Charles. Please keep us up to date as things move forward with Ana Paula and if there's anything else going on within the company. If anybody has any follow-up questions, as always, email Shad or myself. Happy to get those addressed for you. Charles, thanks again for the update.
Thank you both very much.